Mike Gorman is the voice of the Celtics. He had to learn all the OKC names before the game yesterday for NBC Sports Boston. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Mike Gorman, hello.
I thought for sure you were a Sweet Judy Blue Eyes guy. I really did.
What's that?
Sweet Judy Blue Eyes? Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. It all sounds like, what is it called? Painful Crap. It's the name of every.
Harmonies. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. What are you with these harmonies? I mean, and David Crosby always looks like he's up to something. He's always on that stool, sitting on that stool, thinking up something bad.
Quick little story about your previous guest. About 2-3 years ago, Terry and I decided to do something different. So we flew to Athens and went down to the docks and rented a sailboat with a guy who and his wife, who was the captain of the sailboat, and we went sailing to the Greek islands for a week and a half. So we're at this. We told him we don't want to go to the main islands. We want to go to the more remote ones. So we're at this really remote island. I can't even remember the name of it. I don't know if the name was even on the map. And it's this little small harbor that you pull into, and we're the only boat in there. And then about 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, this other boat pulls in and puts all its lights out. We wake up the next morning, and we swim in, and there's these two guys and two girls sitting at the cafe, which is the only cafe, the only place you get something to eat on the island. And they got Dropkick Murphy t-shirts on. And I think it was two of the guys in the band.
Oh, it was Ken Casey then.
Yeah,
it was Ken Casey because he would be the guy who goes out in the Dropkick Murphys t-shirt. If he played for the Celtics, he'd have his jersey on right now. That's pretty funny. So you saw them, and then and it was a guy from the Dropkick Murphys, and they obviously recognized you.
No, we didn't have any exchange at all.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. No, I didn't want to go bother them because they were obviously having a good time. They were just looking for fans.
Oh, no, I just thought he would have seen you and then pulled you in because, forget it, it's too inside. No, all right, no, I have stories.
But it's just, my point is it's a really small world. I have a great friend who's Spanish, who lives in Madrid, and every year he flies over here in the summer and goes to about 3 or 4 Dropkick Murphy concerts. That's who he likes. As far as American bands go, Dropkick Murphy is head and shoulders number one in this guy's mind.
Well, they have a
diverse clientele.
Yeah, they're great guys too. So it's always good to hear they got international fans. They certainly they do travel. Hopefully, they can get back to that. Mike, how badly did you want the game to end yesterday? It just kept going and going and going. At the end, were you ready to get out of there?
Yeah. I mean, because I thought it was the same old story you could tell early on. And first quarter, you could tell this was going to be the same old story. It was just going to be a question of whether or not the Celtics got lucky and scored maybe the last basket and stole the game. But that wasn't about to happen. You know, it's very difficult to see where this team's coming from right now. They don't seem to have any sense of urgency at all. They seem to think it's not so much throwing a switch. They just seem to think they just need to show up and the good things are going to happen. And when they don't have it happen, they don't seem to have a very good response to it. So, yeah, it's pretty frustrating to call their games right now because you don't want to be really negative. What they're doing on the court is mostly negative. So if you're doing your job to describe it, you get a lot of people angry. I know. I seem to get a lot of people angry on Twitter.
It's almost like resigned yesterday. Like you said it best. You knew it was going to happen. I could almost tell. And so there was no reason to really get fired up about it. And you just kind of were like, yep, that's kind of the way this is all going to go. And at some point, is that just who this team is? Wildly inconsistent? Like, can we expect anything different from here on out?
No.
I know they didn't have several of those stars, but they should have beat this team. Like, can you expect anything different, Mike?
No, I know. I don't think this is fixable in the short run. So I think we see what we get. And on some nights when everybody's together and playing pretty well. Now, in their defense, and this is about the only credit I'll give them for a defense. In their defense, if you took last, before training camp began, if I asked you to write down the top 7 Celtic players, I'm pretty sure I'd know who those top 7 guys were. That group has never played together for a whole game this whole season because of injuries. So that is part of the reason they are as inconsistent as they are, because there's always a different guy in the lineup and a different guy out of the lineup. And, you know, in defense of Jason Tatum, I think that kid's gone through a lot between getting the virus and trying to become the leader of this basketball team and being a husband and father. And there's a lot going on in that kid's life for 23 years old. And I think he needs a rest. I think in the last 5 or 6 games, it's been very evident that he's a tired basketball player. And I frankly would give him tonight off, too, but I don't think they're going to do that.
But Mike, that's why that last night's game was so frustrating to me, is because, you know, you're going to get some games like that where the stars are going to be out. And on a game where you're playing a team that has lost 14 in a row, it's the perfect opportunity for guys like Grant Williams or Aaron Nesmith or one of these bench guys to come
Romeo
in.
Langford.
Yeah, Romeo Langford. Mm-hmm. And justify their spot on an NBA roster. And it was just like the red carpet was out for him to do something last night to get people talking about him. And they didn't take that opportunity. And that, Mike, is, I think, what was the most frustrating thing about that game last night.
It was for me. I mean, that was really the topic of at the top of the show, where we try to paint some sort of scenario that you want to listen to, you want to watch. That was it. This is going to be a chance for the younger guys, the bench guys, to step forward, to get a lot of minutes, to show what they can really do. And all we got was crickets.
There was a good question that I think I heard. It might have been Perkins asked last night. And that was, you know, Marcus Smart is usually the guy who gets under everyone's skin, fires them up, tries to get them motivated. Who fires him up? Because he needs that right now. Like, who's the guy in the team that's going to talk to Marcus Smart about straightening up his game?
Yeah, I don't think we have that guy, and I think we need that guy. The Celtics are a young basketball team. I think they're the second or third youngest team in the league. We need some older people on this roster. And Danny knows that. I mean, I'm not saying anything that Danny doesn't know well. But he just has been able to get them at the price he's willing to pay right now. Yes, we need a veteran presence. And Tristan Thompson is that guy to a certain degree, and I think has been a big help to this team in terms of toughness, because I don't think this is a very tough team once you get by Marcus Smart.
All right, Mike, I get asked this question a lot because tangentially I do some of the games, whatever, but you're obviously...
Yes, I will recommend you for the job, Joe.
Thank you. I appreciate... You know, Mike, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Start retweeting compliments.
That's right. Mike, now I don't have to say anything. No, all kidding aside, there are a lot of questions that have to be asked about this organization, because all of us thought we were going to get a much different product this year based on what we've seen the last 3 or 4. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are the unquestioned 1 and 2 on this team, but can these two guys be the two leaders moving forward?
I don't think so. I think we need someone right now who's 28 to 30, who's been around the league. And you know, I thought Kemba might be that guy, but he's just been constantly plagued with injuries. He's never been given the opportunity or had the opportunity to play 5, 6, 7 games in a row. It's always can't play the second night of a back-to-back, something a little tweaky. Now he's got a hip problem. He's not going to play tonight. So he's been kind of snake-bitten from an injury point of view. And I think they were looking at him as that presence of a 28 to 30-year-old guy who's been around and can keep the younger guys, not so much in check, because I don't think they're out of control, but just take the responsibility off of them for being the leaders of the team and step forward and be the leader himself. And we just don't have that guy. That's where I come from.
So is that your number one thing you're looking for when the off season starts?
Question. Yeah. I don't really, it's funny. College basketball has kind of fallen from grace because of the pandemic. And so I don't know any of these guys who are in the draft. I read the projected drafts, and I haven't seen any of these guys play, but I don't want to see the Celtics bring more young guys to this roster. I think we need to package some of our young guys and or draft picks and get somebody Fred's age, you know?
Then it would set a record. It would be. I'm 30 pounds heavier than a 7-footer that took the floor last night.
I can't see you, so I don't know if you're there or not. You know,
I am here. I'm participating in the conversation. Absolutely, I am.
Yeah, you are.
I am. I watched you last night. I watched the whole thing. I found it fascinating. I mean, I really, and I'm not being facetious. Like you. It's got to be hard to call an Oklahoma City Thunder game and just go, who the hell are these kids? Like, who are these guys?
I do. It's actually right. I feel like Robert Redford and Butch Cassidy. Yeah.
Yeah, just
who are these guys?
Yeah, what is this? What is this I'm watching?
That's a good reference. I like that.
All right. Well, Mike Gorman, good job as always. We always appreciate you coming on, and we'll see. I mean, this team is certainly going to the playoffs in one way or another. There might be a play-in situation, but they are going one way or another, and we'll continue to talk to you.
They really need to avoid that play-in situation.
Yeah.
Is this because of all we've been talking about here for the last 10 minutes about their wildly inconsistent? They don't want to have their whole season down to one game.
No.
If it's down to one game because it's the seventh game of the playoffs, that's a different story. But you don't want to qualify for this tournament and then be faced with having that be the legacy that you leave this year that you lost in the play-in tournament. They don't want that at all.
And think about, you know, motivation in that game. I mean, it could swing where they're just like, well, screw it. We're in a play-in game. Like, this is not, you know, there's no guarantee that they're going to be up for that game, you know?
No, there's not. I mean, you would think last night they would have come out and just blitzed these guys that we didn't know their names. And instead, you look up at the end of the quarter and all of a sudden you're down five. And it looks just so much like Sunday's game. It was just a repeat of Sunday's game. And they better watch their step tonight against Charlotte because Charlotte, obviously, they got popped last night by Milwaukee, but there's still only one game separating the Celtics and Charlotte in the loss column. And, you know, they don't want to be in that play-in game. And they're right on the fence right now.
Well, last night they're down by 11 with like 2.5 minutes left, and they go, okay, we'll try. And then they almost tie the thing. It's just maddening.
Well, that's why this team's infuriating.
Maddening to watch.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City would have never won a game ever again if they lost that game last night. I mean, they were celebrating three different times and almost lost it down the stretch.
Yeah. I mean, Jaylen Brown hits a three-pointer falling out of bounds off 1 foot. And, and you know, and all of a sudden they can't break a press, and all of a sudden they're turning the ball over. And, I mean, they turned the ball over 27 times. It's just like... You're tying up balls. There's jump balls now. It's like, why weren't you doing this 2 minutes ago? Like, even if you just started trying with 5 minutes left.
Fred, welcome to this season.
Well, it's more fascinating.
Why didn't you do this a quarter ago? How many times have you said that, Mike Gorman?
At least that's...
a game ago. 2 games ago.
At least that's against NBA talent. Last night, that was not NBA talent. I mean, I mean, Oklahoma City has no intention to keeping most of those guys.
Fred, they've played the worst against the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, but no, I haven't seen it. I can't recall it since expansion. Like I said, like the Reggie Theus Orlando Magic. I can't remember a team being that faceless and nameless.
They just gave up 140 points in regulation a couple of weeks ago.
But who the hell's on that team?
There's one guy who's signed long-term. Of course, they have Al Horford, who they're holding out.
Yeah, I would have recognized
Alexander, who's hurt. But that guy, Lou Dort, right, Mike? He's really the only guy.
Dorothy was the only guy. The only guy I knew, and that was pretty obvious from my call early on.
Yeah. That's
like Johnny Most, you know? Johnny Most in that favorite game in Eastern Europe when the Celtics were playing, and Johnny's going, there's a guy with a beard, you know, over the short guy.
To the lefty.
All right, Mike Gorman, thank you so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.